and it is a chance to look at the July events that are coming up at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. Tammy McCoy is the executive director as she sheds the official, the official last few days of your executive directorship of the Arts Center of Burlington. That's been handed over too, right, Tammy?
That's right. It's already here. I can't believe June is almost done.
It flies by, and July is, well, you've got some events that are going on in July. We can go, we'll talk about the other things, but the big kahuna, so to speak, is the Snake Alley Festival of Film, and it's the 10th annual event. That's hard to believe.
I know, it's pretty exciting, and I think I'm really proud of our Snake Alley Festival of Film. It's grown and become something a lot of people drive a long ways to come see. So if you haven't been to it, you definitely need to plan on trying to attend.
And the interesting thing about the Snake Alley Festival of Film, it really is they're short films for the most part, and they range from anywhere from like a minute to 30 minutes, or I think even some longer. I think there's even a 45-minute in there, at least in the past.
Right,
and
Tad
Good goes through all of these entries, all of these submissions, and then organizes them into a film festival. That's a pretty heady job, isn't it?
It's a lot of work, and he begins work early in the year to start curating this for us, and we just come and sit and enjoy it, but it's a lot of work, and it's volunteer-based, so big hand out there for Tad Good, and as well as Kara Ewinger, who helped him. It just wouldn't be what it is without their dedication and hard work.
And again, that's going on Thursday, July 21st through Sunday, the 24th. We'll have more on that. We'll get Tad in to talk and all go over the details. A special thing you do have is you've got a very special guest with writer, director, producer Scott Beck talking about a career-spanning discussion and a Q&A hosted by Justin Beam of Reverend Entertainment. So a chance to understand a little bit about filmmaking and all of the things that go into it, right?
Yes, because we're highlighting Scott Beck and Brian Woods this year, and so to have this interview with Scott Beck will be a great way to open things up.
All right, let's talk about some other things that are going on. Obviously, Tuesday the 12th, the Burlington Public Library presenting Sheltered Reality. That's a drumming group from West Liberty. What kind of a drumming group are they?
Well, you know, I was looking at this, and I believe my son, about 20 years ago, when he was in high school, was a part of this Sheltered Reality drumming group. And it's just a bunch of young people, and they do this drum concert, for lack of a better word. It's very good. It's very interesting. And I think if you've not been to one, you should definitely come check it out. The library is presenting it at the theater, so there is no cost. Just come and check it out.
And on Sunday, the 17th, Corey Byrne. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Byrne is presenting a piano concert of American classics on the Capitol Grand. And it really does cover everything, including Gershwin and all of the great American composers, right?
Right. And if you've not heard Corey on the piano, you need to take this opportunity to come and check it out. He's a very talented person. And there is a reception after the piano concert with beverages available and some snacks. So Sunday the 17th, check it out and listen to some beautiful piano music.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
And then that brings us right back up to the Snake Alley Festival of Film. So we don't have a whole lot going on. But the end of the month, the last weekend of July, Lori Wilson's Music Summer Camp show and musical concert will be The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ah, and she's really got a reputation, hasn't she, anymore, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been leading these summer music camps for ever since I've been an executive director, so maybe before. And Kara is planning on bringing back the theater summer camp again as well, probably next year. She's had some things going on, personal things going on this year and not able to do it, but we're hoping to get summer music camp and summer theater camp back next year.
Well, that is, and it's okay, so that's going on in July. In the backdrop is all of the other things that you're doing, and that is getting ready for some major renovations that are all on the drawing board, and the fundraising. Is the fundraising underway for those renovations yet, Tammy?
Yeah, yes, we're what you call in the quiet phase, so we are pursuing grants and large gifts right now. We will announce the actual fundraiser to the public sometime this fall. We have some really exciting things that we're going to be bringing to Burlington, very heavily focused on youth programming everywhere from preschool through college. And then we've also got some stuff on the docket for parents and, you know, everyone all the way up through senior citizens. So we're just trying to hit all the boxes for everybody as well as we can.
And you've got, now you've got in the plans, you've got the Capitol Lounge, which is basically, which is a lounge, a gathering point, and a small area for some live entertainment as well, right?
Right. It'll be an Art Deco, cool place to hang out. We're going to get a full liquor license once the lounge is open, so it will be a cocktail lounge. So we'll have live music. Sometimes we'll just have records played, but it will be a place where adults can come and hang out and socialize. And I'm hoping to coordinate with that also some things that kids can go do maybe in another place in the theater so that parents can also have some childcare available on site.
Now, do you have a target date when you want to have that completed?
I did. I originally thought we were going to try and shoot for this fall, but I don't know if the financing is going to be available, so it might be delayed a little bit from that. But we're working on it, and as soon as we can possibly make it happen, we're going to make it happen.
And you've got a Black Box Theater in the works as well as part of this renovation, correct?
Right. Black Box Theater upstairs, second level of the annex, along with some practice rooms, recording rooms, maybe even some digital music recording rooms, and some dance space. Just we've got a multi-purpose area upstairs that we're planning on to, again, so that we can accommodate a variety of mostly youth but also adult programming. In the Black Box, you know, for adults, we're going to try and do like a speakeasy, a comedy club, a few little things like that, maybe some smaller film screenings. The Black Box will seat about 120 people, as opposed to our main theater that seats about 360.
It
and
is.
And the lounge
yeah.
will be about 50 people. Okay. So we'll have a variety of spaces.
Variety of spaces. Everything is in the works, and we'll follow up along with that. I'll get Tad on, and we'll go in detail about the Snake Alley Festival of Film. And, again, that is Thursday, July 21st through Sunday, July 24th. And it is truly a very special weekend. And there's a lot of stuff going on besides the film showings that are going on. We'll talk with Tad about that and more. All of that is yet to come. And then we'll follow up with you and see just how far you come along. And good luck with the fundraising, okay?
Thank you so much.